May these words of my mouth and this meditation of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Amen.
When I was a little girl, I would sneak into my parents' room and play. They had this simple bureau with four drawers painted to match the color of the bedroom. On top of the bureau was a collection of treasures. My mother's jewelry box was there. I would open it and find many beautiful trinkets to try on and pretend I was going to a party or a ball. Next to the jewelry box was this beautiful bottle. It had been designed by Baccarat Crystal, a manufacturer of fine crystal glassware located in Baccarat, France. But this had a simple circular shape. The top was a beautiful pointed glass stopper. Inside was the perfume called Shalimar, named such for the beautiful Shalimar gardens in India. This perfume is described as a scent with a mixture of night-blooming flowers, vanilla, and musk. And the scent creates an instant and lasting intrigue. You know my mother, know all about that, so. But what I remember most about this perfume was the scent of my mother. This is what she wore only for special times, when she was going out with my father or when she was going to church. The perfume was only used for special occasions. These days, many do not wear any perfumes or colognes because of allergies that others have. But I would like you to take a moment and think about someone special in your life. With your eyes closed, you could feel their presence by the sense of smell. Take a moment to see how a small dab of perfume or cologne can fill your senses and make a memory. In today's gospel, Jesus and his disciples go to Bethany and have dinner with Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha at their home. After dinner, Mary washes Jesus' feet. This is a custom that most hosts offer to their guests. But Mary washed his feet with costly perfume, not with a small dab, but with a pound of pure nard. Nard is an aromatic amber-colored oil derived from a flowering plant called Valerina, a perennial flowering plant that blooms only in the summer. She is using her hands to rub away the dirt and the dust, and then dries his feet with her hair. Mary's full attention was on Jesus and his needs. She is concentrating solely on Jesus and his teachings. She probably sensed that the end was drawing near, and she wanted to comfort him. Can you imagine the fragrance that was in the air? How long did it take to dissipate until it was gone? In one of the commentaries that I read, it suggested that the nard could have been smelt a half a mile away. Judas, one of the disciples and the one who was about to betray Jesus, is furious about the use of this expensive perfume. He states that the money spent on the perfume could have been given to the poor. Jesus tells him and others that you will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. The disciples should have had the insight, as Mary, to embrace the time they had left with him, to comfort him and lay at his feet. What is comfort? How are we able to offer our own pound of nard to people who need it? We ourselves are priceless vessels that carry inside a talent that needs to be shared. But when do we know to open it, to share it with others? In our Old Testament reading from Isaiah, we are told, I am about to do new things. Now it springs forth. Do you perceive it? Are you prepared and ready to try new things? To find new opportunities and take the leap to new ministries here on the corner of Savoy and Hope? Or in your own life? Are we ready to comfort people who are in need of our help? On Friday, I attended the funeral of Peggy Amatori. For you who are not familiar with her, she was a director of Episcopal Charities for over 35 years. Her death at age 66 surprised a lot of people. She had been sick for a little over a year, and many did not know. Peggy lived in Matunuck and loved the beach. As I walked in St. Peter's by the Sea in Narragansett, where the funeral was held, I noticed items of comfort in the church. There were beautiful flowers, hydrangeas and sunflowers that bring to mind the gardens of summer. There was simple music with a flute and piano, just as Peggy would have wanted. References to the ocean and days of summer, which are always too short, seemed to fill the room's chatter. Peggy's family and friends needed these items to help them heal, to remind them of their time with her here and the time they will have together in God's kingdom. The weeks of Lent are dwindling away. We will all be coming out of our own wilderness soon. Next Sunday starts Holy Week. I would suggest that you experience as much of this amazing week as you can, using all of your senses. Hear the word of the Scripture throughout the week. Taste the Eucharist, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. See how this church will be transformed throughout the week. Smell the scents and incense used at the vigil, and touch the cross that symbolized what Jesus was crucified on for our sins. Amen.